USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The clock is ticking to midnight Eastern time when Title 42 ends. The COVID-inspired regulations that let Border Patrol agents more easily turn back asylum seekers will be replaced by what the government says is a smoother asylum application process. But many of the tens of thousands expected to try to apply for asylum don't know that. And El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says that needs to change.
The immigration process is broken until Congress and Senate agree to disagree and come up with really an immigration process that works. There is no endgame, and that makes it really tough for a community like El Paso.
But House Republicans say the bill they intend to vote on today will improve what Speaker Kevin McCarthy agrees is a broken process.
We build our country based on the rule of law, but this is breaking down society by millions of people just coming across.
Democrats call the GOP bill cruel. That will lead to more detentions. Encouraging news when it comes to what we will eventually be paying for some things. The producer price index rose by 0.2% last month, and that continues what CNBC correspondent Dominic Chu says is a downward trend.
It's been now 8 months in a row that we've seen producer prices fall on a year-over-year basis. Now, in September of last year, we were running at an 8.5% annual clip. Fast forward in April, and now it's a 2.3% annual clip.
Meanwhile, a big increase in the number of people applying for jobless benefits last week, about 22,000 more than the week before. New York Congressman George Santos's legal troubles are not just the charges he currently faces. The New York Times reports prosecutors have many more questions about Santos's campaign finances. No changes to Louisiana's near-total abortion ban. A state legislative committee did not approve a plan to let the victims of rape or incest in Louisiana terminate their pregnancies. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The nationwide COVID public health emergency may be ending today, but the ongoing effort to keep people healthy and alive never ends. And when it comes to keeping COVID at bay,
getting boosted is contributing greatly to preventing severe cases as well as death.
Dr. Jason Rosenfeld at the University of Texas Health System says the vaccine and its boosters won't prevent you from getting COVID, but he says the effect could be the difference between feeling like the flu and being on a ventilator. And when it comes to getting the shot,
vaccines remain free, and they will remain free for a time period, but we just don't know how long that is.
The end of the official COVID emergency means the end of free vaccines, so Rosenfeld says get your shot now while it is still free. Two big TV streaming services are about to merge. Disney says by the end of this year, Disney Plus and Hulu will be a single app. Disney CEO Bob Iger calls it a logical progression to give us more robust and streamlined content. And more expensive. Disney says it will raise the price of both its ad-free and ad-filled Disney Plus tiers. Iger also told Disney investors plans to pump about $17 billion into Florida and hire about 13,000 more people over the next decade are threatened. Iger didn't mention by name Florida Governor Ron DeSantis or say the company's reconsidering, but he asked, does Florida want Disney to invest more and employ more people or not? I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.